NAVSUP Publication 487, Revision 2, Ship's Store Afloat, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 7. 1. How many ways are there to expend material from your operation? 6. 2. Which form will be used by the transferring ship to transfer material to another ship? DD Form 1149. 3. A survey will be made immediately as a change to the Navy Working Capital Fund after receipt of merchandise with an expired shelf life during underway replenishment. Items must have expired shelf life upon receipt or be out of date within how many days of receipt? 30. 4. Which form will be used by ships to survey material? DD Form 200. 5. The commanding officer may delegate in writing responsibility to the supply officer for the survey of ship's store stock valued at less than which amount, provided the supply officer is not also the sales officer. $10,000. 6. The commanding officer may delegate in writing responsibility to the sales officer for the survey of ship's store stock valued at less than which amount. $500. 7. What is the minimum required enlisted pay grade to be assigned as a survey officer? E7. 8. For surveys as a result of receipt of items with expired shelf life, the survey officer must make a statement that they have verified that they have examined the products and the shelf life is expired upon receipt or within how many days of expiration. 30. 9. Which command must grant approval before transferring ship's store stock to foreign governments? Naval Supply Systems Command. 10. How many types of ship's store stock issues are there? 7. 11. Which type of issues provide toilet goods, tobacco, clothing items, and other necessities required for the health and well-being of personnel without sufficient funds to purchase them? Health and comfort. 12. Issues to personnel in confinement will be in accordance with which series? SECNAV Instruction 1640.9. 13. The commanding officer or delegated representative will approve all health and comfort issues by signing the original along with how many copies of the Request and Receipt for Health and Comfort Supplies, DD Form 504, for issues of ship's store stock. 2. 14. Issues of ship store and clothing items to personnel without funds will be charged on the pay account of these individuals. Issues of ship store stock items other than clothing will not exceed which amount per month at retail price for any one individual? $50. 15. What is the Request and Receipt for Health and Comfort Supplies form number? DD Form 504. 16. In addition to the clothing items, a civilian prisoner will be allowed health and comfort items not to exceed which amount per month at retail price? $50. 17. Other than emergent requirements when an alternative source of supply is not available, ship store stock may be issued to ship's use. These items will normally be limited to flashlights, batteries, padlocks, and what else? Soap. 18. The use of OPTAR funds to procure emblematic items is limited by which series? SECNAV Instruction 3590.4. 19. Upon written order of the commanding officer, emergency issues may be made to a survivor who is without personal funds. Emergency issues will be restricted to the minimum items and quantities required for the immediate needs of health and comfort. Clothing items issued to survivors who are non-naval personnel will be restricted to non-distinctive items, which form must be signed by each survivor acknowledging receipt of the items. DD Form 504. 20. Merchant ships in distress may be issued items of ship store stock, including non-distinctive clothing, in accordance with which Navy Regulations article? Article 1144. 21. Articles of clothing for burial of the dead will be issued on request of the commanding officer or which other officer? Medical. 22. Which publication contains the regulations governing the submission and adjudication of claims for reimbursement for personal property? JAG Instruction 5890.1. 23. What is the Ship's Store Balance Sheet and Profit and Loss Statement Form Number? NAVCOMPT Form 153. 24. What is a reduction in a previously established retail price of an item of merchandise? Markdown. 25. Initial markdowns, up to what percent, are not uncommon in the retail trade and should be taken when necessary to stimulate sale of the item. 50%. 26. Every effort should be made to sell every item at full retail price. If markdowns are required, different type of ship store merchandise should be marked down at different times. For markdowns, ship's store stock is categorized by what? Groups. 27. Which markdown group includes appliances, athletic supplies, hobby items, jewelry, photographic supplies, luggage, and leather goods? Group 1. 28. Most Group 1 merchandise begins to become obsolete after how many months? 6. 29. Which markdown group includes confections and food products, tobacco products, stationery, sundries, and toiletries? Group 2. 30. Which type of merchandise should not require any markdown except when excesses occur? Group 3. 31. What is the preferred method to return ship store stock to a vendor? Cash refund. 32. NEXCOM ship store program assistance should be requested if, after how many days, the refund check or vendor's credit invoice has not been received and difficulties are encountered. 60. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.